Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Clive Urquhart.
God so longs for us to be a people of His glory, where He fills us and overflows from us in such a way that our lives, who we are as a church, as a people, we are saturated with Him. And the very fiber of His being, the very depth of His being, infuses every one of us. I believe that God wants us to respond this morning rather than just standing where we are in the rows that we're in. Not that the stages are thrown or anything like that, but that we should just respond and come forward, or at least take a step out of where we are and take a few steps forward. We're not gathering around a stage or anything like that, but we want to gather around the throne. An intentional decision in our hearts this morning. Father, I want to go beyond what I've known of You before. I want to go beyond my knowing of You. I want to go beyond my knowledge of You. I want to go beyond the experience that I have of You. Father, I want to go beyond where I've been before. I want to step out, maybe physically take a step. Just do that while I'm speaking now. Just physically step out from where you are as part of a response saying, God, I don't want to stay where I am with You. I want to know You in a deeper way. I want You to reveal more of who You are. I want to be a person that lives in the throne room, a person who lives in the revealed nature and character of who You are. I want to be somebody who lives in the glory of who You are. Father, I want to be somebody who knows You deeply, who knows You closely, who walks with You sensitively. Father, I want to know You. I want to know You. I want to go beyond just singing some songs and acknowledging You this morning. Father, would You take hold of my heart and life? Would You come and fill afresh today what belongs to You? Would You come and fuse me to You in a deeper way, in a stronger way this morning? God, I want to know You. I want to know You. I want to know You, Father. I want to know You, Jesus. I want to know You, Holy Spirit. I want to know You, God. Tell Him how much you want Him this morning. Just vocalize that in words. Just put words to what's in your heart this morning. Father, I want to know You. God, I want You to fuse my life to You in a greater way. Father, I want to be a throne room person. I want to be somebody who knows You in Your glory. I want to know You in the light of who You are. Father, I don't want to just drift in and out. I don't want to be on the fringes. I don't want to be hot one day and lukewarm the next or cold the next. Father, I want to be a person that lives in the depths of who You are, that You're revealing deep to deep, that You're revealing more of who You are so I can know You, walk with You, and live in the now of who You are. Your revealed nature and character. Father, would You reveal me, You, who You are to me? Would You take me by surprise? Would You take my breath away? Would You reveal who You are so I live in awe of You, so I am in awe of You? A greater reverence of You, greater hunger to know You, greater longing to know You. But Father, I don't want to stay where I am. I want to go beyond what I've known of You. Would You reveal more of who You are? Would You show me who You are, Jesus? Would You show me who You are, Father? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Holy, holy.
to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Creation, I say, praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Holy, 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 holy,
took Peter, James and John up a mountain, and there before them, the word in the Bible is he was transfigured, or another word is he was transformed before their eyes. And what they saw was the revealed glory of God. They saw what Jesus' relationship was with the Father. Jesus wanted them not just to experience something, but he wanted them to encounter. He wanted them to see. He wanted them to taste something beyond the natural, beyond the normal. He wanted to reveal the kind of relationship with the Father that he wanted not just Peter, James and John, but any believer, any disciple, any believer to have. It was like he was revealing the kind of relationship, the very nature and character of God, saying, you're going to know the Father in his glory, in his revealed nature and character. But as you encounter God, you're transformed into a different person. And And in that moment, they, Peter, James and John, they fell to the ground because of the weightiness of God and the glory of God being with the music, or lift my hands, or worship with words, or in that language you've given me in tongues as I worship you, God. It's because I want to know you. I want you to reveal who you are. I want to encounter you. I want to be fused with you. I want to be one with you. I want to live in who you are. I want to live in the dynamic, the dimensions of who you are, that revealed nature and character, your glory, your weightiness. I want to live in you in that way. So that as I live, Father, however you want to express your nature and character in me, it might come out as wisdom or authority or power or grace, compassion, mercy, patience, kindness, goodness. We worship not because of a form or a religion, or because we should, could, or ought to. We worship in thanksgiving and adoration. And we worship because we want to know Him. We want to magnify Him so that He is bigger and everything else becomes smaller. We worship Him so that we may know Him and He may reveal who He is in our lives. Father, 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 just step into Him this morning. We're probably in various places in the room. Some of you are just so hungry for God that things are going great. You feel just such a passion. Maybe others, you feel like, well, I just seem to be distant from God. I believe you're saying, just step in, step in, step into me this morning. Don't stay far off, don't stay at arm's length. If that's where you seem to be, if you draw close to Him, He will draw near to you. So draw near to Him this morning, draw near to Him, and He will draw near to you. Father, I've been busy with this, that, and the other. I just see miles away. I was like, that's okay. Draw a line. Step over this morning. Step into me. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let's just begin to lift our voices, and not necessarily just singing, but let's just lift our voices with that hunger and desire. God, I want to know you. Father, reveal who you are. Transfigure me, transform me, change me from one degree of glory to the next. Father, would you work in me on that potter's wheel, or on the blacksmith's kind of anvil, whatever it is. But Father, would you work in me? Would you shape and form who you are in me at this moment, in this time, in this day, at this time? Father, would you form more of your nature, your character? Would you reveal more of who you are? But Father, I don't want to stay where I am. I want to walk more closely, more intimately. Father, just lay aside lukewarmness right now, if that's where you've been. Just because, you know, whenever God wants to do more, reveal more and take us on, where you're at seems to be, feel suddenly shallow compared to where He wants to take you. God, I want to move out of shallow into depth. Father, would you meet with me? Take me on. Reveal who you are. Wonderful Lord, wonderful God, wonderful King. Let's just lift our hands here. Begin to lift our voices and let's worship Him together. Just all over the place, wherever you are, just lift your hands and just begin to worship. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. You become a dwelling place. You become a place of habitation. You've become a tabernacle, a place of dwelling, a place where God inhabits. Your life is a tabernacle for the presence of God. Your life is a tabernacle, a dwelling place for the glory of God to be revealed in you, so you transform from one degree of glory to the next. But also, our lives are like tabernacles where God dwells and remains and abides, where He wants to then reveal who He is out beyond our lives to others. That's why the Word became flesh, so that we could become one with Him, so He could share His glory, in the sense that His glory, His life, His very nature and character could come onto the inside of our lives to be in us, that we become tabernacles, we become dwelling places, carriers of who He is, His life. But Jesus then also talked about the kingdom. That the kingdom is not here or over there, but the kingdom is within you. And God places His kingdom on the inside. His kingdom is where He rules and reigns. The kingdom of heaven is full of His glory. But then remember, Jesus said to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." If heaven is full of His glory and He's made you and I tabernacles, dwelling places, it's so that His glory can not just stay in heaven but come down to earth to reveal who He is on earth. That you become somebody who carries the glory of His kingdom in your life, because you're a person who's been made for His glory, made to be like Him, made to be in His image, made to walk like Him, be like Him, sound like Him, to be His heart, feet, head, body on earth, His mouthpiece in every way. Glory carriers, His revealed nature and character. Dwelling place, a tabernacle, where He dwells and abides, and then reveals, and then releases who He is. Father, we thank You, we praise Your name. Father, I thank You that You want our attention. You want to grab our attention. You want to grab us with who You are. In the midst of a very busy world with so much going on, challenges and issues. Father, You don't want us to get caught up in the challenges and issues and live at a certain level. You want us to show us more of the kingdom that You want to release on earth as it is in heaven, so that what challenges and all the issues of the day, we don't meet them in the natural, but we meet them with a kingdom understanding, with Your kingdom life, with You being revealed in our lives, and what that looks like, seeing others impacted with You, taking Your presence, taking who You are out into every sphere of life, to our homes and workplace, to the community and beyond. Everywhere, Father, You want to fill with Your glory. And Father, Your word says that salvation is near to those who fear You. so that your glory may fill, may remain in the land, may be revealed in the land. Father, I don't know about anybody else here, but I want to be somebody who is in reverence of you. Those who fear you, those in reverence of you. You say salvation is near. Father, we thank you for a people that, I thank you for a people of reverence, a people of awe, a people who are in fear of you, in reverence of you, in awe of you. And Father, your word says then salvation is near to those who fear you. So that your glory, your revealed nature and character may dwell in the land, may be revealed in the land, may stay in the land. How many of you want more than just a visitation from God? Father, we praise your name, praise your name, praise your name, praise your name. Just raise your hands this morning. Just raise your hands, as it were, this morning. Just raise them to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Just give your life to him afresh. Father, I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours. Would you take what belongs to you this morning? Would you come and fill what belongs to you this morning? Would you come and possess what belongs to you this morning? Would you have the rule and reign in what belongs to you this morning? Come and take control. Come and be in charge. Come and be on the throne of what belongs to you. This earthen jar, this vessel, this temple, this living stone. Would it be yours in your hands? Would it be yours to do what you want to do with and how you want to do whatever you want to do with it? But I belong to you. I belong to you. I surrender afresh to you. Would you fill afresh what belongs to you? Would you take a hold of what belongs to you in a fresh way? Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for a commissioning this morning. A commissioning this morning. Believe God said to me this morning that he wants to commission every one of us to carry his glory, to carry his nature, his revealed nature and character, to be somebody that carries his, the tangibleness of God in our lives, so that wherever we go, there's something of the tangible presence and nature of God that is about our lives. Got to do that humbly. But yet there's a boldness and a confidence that comes from him as well. His kingdom life is full of power. His kingdom life is not meek and mild. His kingdom life is full of power. Full of power. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead. That same power is at work in you right now. That same power is in you right now and is at work in you right now. The same power 2,000 years ago is still alive and kicking, because that same power is God's Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. That same Spirit is at work in you right now, filling you, overflowing in your life, at work in your life, shaping and forming the character of Jesus in you. That's one of the things the Holy Spirit does, shapes and forms the character of Jesus in you, as well as all the power dimensions of the Holy Spirit working with the nature and the character of who he is in our lives. Just wherever you are now, just reach out as if you're going to receive from him. You can raise your hands or put them out in front of you, whatever you want to do. But Father, I thank you that you lay your hand on every person in here today with your commissioning. Father, I thank you for the release of your life afresh in every one of us. In you, the hope of glory. In his life there is wisdom. In his life there is his nature and character. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. In him is his nature and character. In you. In him, in you is his authority. In him, in you is his power. In him, in you is the fullness of his life. Everything you need to live today. And when you come to tomorrow, everything you need for tomorrow. See, he's more than enough in any given moment of any given day. He is who he is. He is full, he is complete, and he is on the inside of you. Therefore, you are full and you are complete in him. You lack nothing in him. And what he's teaching us and what he leads us in is to draw on him, to live in him. Not to draw from our own understanding or from our own effort or from our own things, but say, Father, in this moment, I want to live in you and draw on you. And then in the next moment, God, I want to live in you and draw on you. In the next situation, God, I want to live in you and draw on you. Because in this moment, you're my wisdom. In this moment, you're my kindness. In this moment, you're my gentleness. In this moment, you're my mercy, to be merciful to others. In this moment, you're my forgiveness, to be forgiving to others. See, in any given moment, he is who he is in your life. So therefore, you're ready in season and out of season. When things take you by surprise, or when you know something's coming, whatever it is, you're ready. Because we live in him, because he is always ready. You're anointed to lay hands on the sick so they recover. You're anointed to speak words of healing to others, because with a word he healed the sick. With a word, people were set free. With a word, things happen. Because you have the word made flesh living in you, because he's come to dwell amongst us, to live in us. So you have the word of God on the inside of you. It's called Jesus Christ. And he's in you in the power of the Holy Spirit. So with a word, things happen. With a word, things happen. With a word, things happen. The centurion came to Jesus. My servant is sick, but if you just say the word, he will be made well. Jesus says, go, it is as you've said, or go, your faith has made him well. Go. Peter and John, on the way to a prayer meeting, a crippled beggar cries out, you know, for them to give him something, some money. He was looking expectant, but they said, hey mate, sorry, we haven't got any money to give. What we do have, you can have it right now. What we have is this fullness of life. What we have is this kingdom life. What we have is the word of God made flesh to dwell amongst us. That's what we have, and that's more than enough for what you need. So get up and walk. And they took him by the hand and they pulled him up. And at that moment, the man's legs became strong and he began to dance around celebrating. They were just people like you and me, Peter and John, on their way to the prayer meeting. We know that Peter had a bit of a history of putting his foot in it all the time, but yet when the Spirit of God came on him, he became a different person. When the Spirit of God is on your life, which he is today, you're a different person than you used to be. You're a new person in Christ. You're full of who he is, full of his life and his power and his authority. So that when situations happen, you don't have to say, well, I don't know if I can meet that practically. I haven't got the wherewithal, but what I do have, receive. My daughter was out yesterday somewhere and I texted her and said, how you doing? She said, it's going good. I'm enjoying that. She went to a thing in London with some of the young people and she said, I don't feel too good. My stomach's hurting. And I put in a text. I said, mate, I said, Megs, put your hand on your stomach right now. I wrote this in this text. Megs, put your hand on your stomach and I'll agree and I'll pray with you so that the pain goes now. And I sent the text, gave it about 10 seconds so she could receive it and read it. And then I just spoke and said, in the name of Jesus, I command that pain to leave now. And then I texted her and said, how are you doing? And she texted me back and said, all the pain's gone. God even works through text messages to contact or whatever. But you see, God's saying, hey guys, it's simple. There's a lot that I want to do, but it's simple. If you work with me, if you work with me, it's simple. It's straightforward. It's easy. It's easy for God, therefore, it's easy for us. Father, we thank you. We praise your name. We thank you. I believe God wants to mobilize us as a people, as a church, to see his life and power being released so much more that we live a lot less in the natural, and just let stuff, the status quo of stuff, and actually see a much greater release of the supernatural. If you have the Spirit of God in your life, you can do the same things as Jesus and greater things still. The Bible says he's no respecter of persons. We can all lay hands on the sick. We can all, with a word, and things happen. Because it's the same Spirit and it's the same word. All God's looking for is somebody with some faith to just release and to activate what he wants to do in a situation. And he says, are you going to need faith as small as a mustard seed? Mustard seeds are tiny. Every believer in this room has faith as small as a mustard seed. So in this room, God sees an army of people equipped and ready to go out and see lives impacted, lives transformed, the devil's hold over people's lives broken and shattered, and the kingdom of God to be released and to come into people's lives. Jesus said, on that revelation Peter had of Jesus being the Christ, he says, on this rock I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against you. And I give you the keys of the kingdom. One of the keys of the kingdom is faith. Another key is authority. Another key is power. Another key is wisdom. Another key is revelation. God says, I'll give you the keys what to do to unlock the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And the Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom. He is the Spirit of power. He is the Spirit of love. He is the Spirit of gentleness. Everything of who Christ is in the Holy Spirit. And if you have the Holy Spirit, you have everything of who Christ is. You don't lack anything because you have the Spirit of God. Don't let the enemy say, yeah, but look at your performance. Because the enemy always will say, look at your performance. And a lot of the time our performance might not, or some of the time little bit, whatever. Because the enemy always says, you're not perfect, so God can't use you. And God says, the reason why I went to the cross is because you can't do it, I can. And I so enable you to have a relationship, then I fill you with who I am so that I can work through you and do it. So raise your hands right now. Father, I thank you for a fresh baptism of your Holy Spirit this morning in this place. So you fill every person who is open, everybody who is asking, everybody who is seeking, everybody that desires, and you fill everybody with your Spirit afresh right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for an activation right now of your Spirit, of healing and power in people's bodies right now. Father, I thank you. I praise your name. There's various things going on. There's probably most people in the room would have something wrong in your body in some way. Now, if you have some kind of physical thing going on in your body, is it God's will for you to have that?
No.
What's his will and his purpose then? To be healed, right? So has he already healed you, or are you still waiting for it? The Bible says, by his stripes you have been healed. The Bible says, I am the Lord who heals you. If you've got Jesus in you, in the power of the Holy Spirit, then you have the healer within you. You have healing and wholeness in you. So God wants you to receive this morning. He wants you to receive what is already yours. No matter what it is, doesn't matter how great or small, God knows exactly how your body should be. He can sort it in a moment, fix it in a moment, change it in a moment. So just receive from him all over the room right now. Just receive your healing right now. Whatever it is, whatever the symptoms are, just literally say to the Lord, God, I give you these things now. Now just receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Two people with migraines, they're going right now. You had heavy, heavy headaches the last few days. They're just going. And you've made it here this morning by hook or by crook, but God is healing you right now, dealing with those things. Somebody else, you've in your left leg, you've had a muscle condition going on in there, some problems between your hip bone and your knee with your muscles there. Might be a hamstring, but you've had various pains and things going on. Well, God's healing you now, just sorting the muscle out in there. There's been some muscle wastage as a result, and you're going to find the muscle grows back, comes back in the way that it should be. So we just command that muscle wastage to stop now in Jesus' name, and command healing. Just receive what is yours. Receive what is yours. Somebody else have had a kidney infection. God is healing that right now. Somebody else, your liver hasn't been working right, and it's been a bit inflamed, and you've been taking some medication for it and various things. Just that liver be healed right now in Jesus' name. Somebody else, you had a couple of cracked ribs a while back, and you still finding you got pain, and it's still a bit tender in there, even though you've been told everything's okay. Well, God's just putting his hand in there and sorting out that tenderness where you found it hard to do some things because it's still a bit tender, a bit painful. Well, God's healing that and taking that away right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Somebody else with your eyesight, you get some pains behind the eyes, and they're not headaches, but they're just pain to do with your eyesight. And I don't know what the diagnosis is. It's not to do with wearing glasses. It's something else. I don't know what the name of it is, but God's healing whatever that is. You know what the diagnosis is and what it's called. I don't, but God is healing you right now. You're not going to have any pain behind the eyes. And that condition you've told will gradually get worse. That stops today in Jesus' name. That no longer continues. Your eyes heal right now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. There's lots of other stuff going on. Just receive what is yours. Just take hold of it. Just say, Father, I thank you for my healing. I thank you for a healthy body. I thank you for aches and pains going. I thank you for that muscle disorder leaving right now. Thank you for that blood condition being healed. I thank you for my skin being healed. So there's one person, you can't use soap, because your body reacts to soap. And it doesn't, it's not that you smell or anything, but you can't use soap and it irritates your skin, dries your skin out. Well, God's sorting out the imbalance in your skin now so you can actually wash. And also there's some fragrances that also set you off in different ways, and that's partly why the soap affects you. Even though you've tried soap that doesn't have any kind of thing in it, it still dries your skin out. Well, God's healing you today. No more dry skin. You're not going to have to keep putting creams and lotions and this, that, and the other, being irritated. Father, I thank you for your healing. It's not eczema. It's not an eczema thing. It's something else. So, Father, I thank you for your healing right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Somebody's had bronchitis, and God is healing you. You feel like your chest is on fire this morning, and God's just healing you, dealing with that bronchitis. Father, I thank you. Somebody else, you had a hip operation a while back, and it's not fully kind of worked properly. Well, God's just healing your hip, and that total healing, total freedom in your hip area. That you're going to have no restrictions from this moment onwards. You're going to find you're going to be able to do exercise and other things. You're going to be free from pain, free from restrictions from this moment. Father, I thank you for the adjustment in that hip right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody else, several people in your nasal passages, whatever it's called up here. Anyway, God's just dealing with all of that stuff right now. Your sinuses and your breathing in your face. For one person, it's actually caused pain in your face because of the blockages going on. It's like God's just going through with this tiny little thing and just clearing it all out and dealing with it all out. You're going to find you can breathe in and out of your nose without having to open your mouth, and just a whole new life. And it's going to change the way your whole breathing. You're going to have a greater capacity for things as well. Ear infections. Others have got ear infections. Somebody with ringing in their ear. Just lay hands on your ear wherever you are right now. It's your left ear. God's just dealing with that. You're going to have no more ringing any longer. Father, I thank you for that ringing leaving in Jesus' name. Other ear infections going. Somebody else, you've had a perforated eardrum. Father, I thank you for that eardrum being healed right now. Father, we thank you. We praise your name. We praise your name. What I want you to do now, just turn to one other person. Just get into twos. Sit in the same atmosphere. Just turn to somebody else. If you know something's just happened in your body, just tell them. If I've said something, given a word knowledge or not, or something else has happened, just tell the person this is what's happened. Give a bit of testimony if something's happened. Just tell them what it is. If something's been going on with you, just tell them whatever it is. I had this ache and pain, it's gone. I had this ear thing, it's gone. I had this pain here, it's gone. I had this thing there, it's gone. I had this restriction. If you need to bend over, touch your toes, stretch out or do whatever, then just do that. Check out whatever you need to check out. If you've had headaches that were there, they've gone. If you had pain in your eyes and it's gone, tell somebody. Just give a testimony right now. Somebody else, you've had pain in your gums and to do with your teeth, and God's just healed you and you've just realized, actually, I've got no pain there. God's just healed my gums and my mouth. Father, I thank you. I praise your name. Somebody else, you've had inflamed tonsils, inflamed in that area. God's healing you right now, even as you're listening to somebody else. Father, we thank you for a release of your healing grace in this place. Your healing power in people's bodies. I thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, just turn to that person. If you've still got some ache or pain in your body, something going on, just tell them. Tell them whatever. Don't tell them a story. Just say, I've got a pain in my shoulder, or I've got this thing there, or whatever it is. Just tell them right now. And then the other person, what I want you to say, the person who's saying, I've got this, that, or the other, just say to them, would you lay hands on me? Would you heal me this morning? Let's agree together. The Bible says we heal the sick, not just pray for them. We heal the sick. So if somebody just said they got something wrong in their body, what I want you to do just this morning, let's all do the same thing. Whoever's in front of you, put your hand on their head and don't pray for them. Just say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Keep it simple. Be healed. That's all. Don't pray a prayer. Keep it simple. Be healed. Now ask them how they're doing. Ask them how they're doing. Ask them, is the pain gone? What's going on? Find out. Get a story. Ask them how they're doing. There's a lot of people sitting and watching out there. Does that mean everybody's healed, sorted? Or are we all disconnected out there? Or are we doing all right? There's a lot of people that God wants to touch out there in our everyday lives. Is that right? And we want to be on it with God in terms of what he wants to do this week. There are things that God wants to do in people's lives this week. And we are so blessed with the life that we have and who God is on the inside of us. If you know something's happened in your body this morning, you just raise your hand. Let us know. Where are you this morning? If you know something's happened in your body, three or four of you, just run up on the stage a minute. How you doing? What was wrong?
I've had pain in my jaw for about 18 months. Really severe pain. Been seeing surgeons and all sorts. And God took the pain and all the clicking and the restriction away this morning.
So all that pain's gone now, is it? Could you hear that, all right? Could you hear that? So all the pain, all the clicking, everything's gone. Brilliant. Thank you, Jesus. Nath, what was that with you, mate?
My right knee was jarring loads this week, and it's completely gone.
Brilliant. That's pretty good. He's a PE teacher, so that's helpful that he can... Who else? Other people had their hands up. Where are you? You know something's happened in your body. There were quite a few people that put their hands up. What was up?
Well, I was practically hobbling when I came here today. I've had some real back problems, and I actually felt real genuine something going on, and I'm actually moving and walking. You know, it's just amazing. It's just the pain has gone. It's just
great. So no pain at all. Can you bend over? And brilliant. Nice one. Thank you, Jesus. How many others know God? I won't get you on the platform. It's all right. How many of you know that God has done something this morning in your body? Just raise your hand. Okay, now, that's a few, isn't it? How many of you know we want to see a lot more? A lot more. A lot more. So we want to get a little bit hungry for God to do more in and through our lives. Is that right? Because we have the same life in us that Jesus carries. And the Bible says that at the end of whichever gospel, I think John, where there wouldn't be enough books in the world or enough space in the world with all the books that would be written about all the things that Jesus did. I mean, how much did he do? I mean, it must have been, we just get a few snippets, don't we, in the Bible. It must have been phenomenal, everything that he did. And he says, we can do the same things and greatest things. You see, Jesus went up to heaven. He released his spirit so that he could be multiplied out to see far more happen. And we carry that same life and dynamic of who the Holy Spirit is in our lives. Amen. So I want to encourage you as well as challenge you this week. Step towards what God wants to do in somebody's life. If you hear that somebody's not well, somebody at work, or you might not be able to pray for them in the office, depends, you know, but you might have a coffee break, lunch break or whatever, or different scenarios, but this week, if you hear that somebody's not well, they're sick in some way, move towards them and say, hey, can I pray for you? Believe God heals. And let's have loads of stories in these next few weeks. Yes, on orange cards, but also we'll get some on stage. What's been happening this week? What's God's been doing? How's he worked in your life? And let's fill some orange cards in even after today. If you know God's done something in your body, first thing after the meeting, go and fill an orange card in, because we want to give testimony to what God's doing. We want to thank him. We want to glorify him. We want to praise him for what he's doing in and amongst our lives. Amen. Let's all stand together, shall we?
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.